9 minutes after the hour. There may be a lot more Ebola victims being evacuated to the United States than we are being told about. The vice president of the Phoenix Air Group, an air ambulance company under contract with the State Department, confirms his pilots have transported, quote, a lot of other people who have been exposed to the deadly virus. How many exactly? He's not saying. And one of the four Americans infected by Ebola that we have been told about has arrived at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta for treatment. His identity is not being released. Meanwhile, in West Africa, the outbreak continues. The death toll near 2,300, with more than 4,200 confirmed or suspected cases. And the World Health Organization predicts that number could soon top 20,000. I want to show you this map of Africa published by researchers at Oxford. It shows 15 nations that experts predict are now at risk for Ebola outbreaks. Big area.